This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The UK general election took place on the 4th of July, and today we are hearing from charity RNIB. We'll be chatting a little bit about what are the next steps from the charity to make sure voting is accessible for blind and partially sighted people, and in regards to any campaign's work and their work with the new UK government. And joining us now is Kate Vallis, RNIB's Interim Campaigns and Public Affairs Manager. Really nice speaking with you today, Kate.
And you, thank you very much for having me on.
So obviously we have the results of the UK general election. So what's next for RNIB? What are your next steps?
So we've been preparing for this result for a long time now. We sort of had different things planned for different scenarios. So this result means that we've got literally hundreds of new MPs, so over 200 new MPs in the Parliament, which is a really great opportunity for RNIB to engage with lots of different people who potentially will have, you know, different connections to sight loss compared to the last parliamentary term. So our plans for the future are to engage as effectively as possible with this sort of new crop of MPs and make sure that we are sort of taking advantage of all the different opportunities. So we'll be finding out more about these new MPs, and we've already started to do that this morning. We've hit the ground running with that, and to build connections, which again we've already sort of been doing. So over the course of the election campaign, we hosted over 30 guided walks, which were hosted by the regional campaigns officers in the regions and nations of the UK. We're using that to sort of build on those relationships that we've already started to form to sort of best make change for blind and partially sighted people. On top of that, we've got sort of a whole suite of activity planned over the next few weeks and months. So everything from welcome packs for the new MPs, sort of slightly different tailored welcome packs depending on whether they're a brand new MP, whether they're a returning MP, and most importantly, whether they are an RNIB champion or not. So hundreds of people took part in our e-action asking their candidates to become RNIB champions. So we're going to have a look at precisely which candidates who signed up to be champions are now MPs, and we're going to be sending them sort of tailored letters and emails with ways that they can engage with RNIB and our work. And then sort of following on from that, we'll be looking at potentially having a parliamentary reception later on in the year, and of course the party conferences in September, October. So it's been a busy few weeks, and it's going to be an even busier few months. So we're really looking forward to it.
Now, I know, Kate, another big call to action that was happening before the election, of course, was a signing of the open letter to the future Prime Minister. So when would that be sent out or delivered? What's the plan for that open letter?
Yeah, so another action that we were promoting over the past few weeks was this letter to the future Prime Minister. The letter that we were asking people to sign asked the future Prime Minister, who's now is Keir Starmer, to look at how we can make voting accessible for blind and partially sighted people, so that the blind and partially sighted people can consistently vote privately and in secret at every election. So we're really keen to work with this new government and this new sort of parliament of MPs to make sure that voting in secret is possible for blind and partially sighted people. So we'll be making plans imminently to see how we sort of most effectively use this letter to influence this new government and really try and make this a priority for people over the next few weeks.
And continuing on with accessibility of voting, now that the election has taken place, we're obviously hearing all of these experiences from blind and partially sighted voters about what it was like for them to vote. And I believe RNIB would like to hear from them.
We would. So on the 4th of July, on election day, we launched our Turnout survey, which is a survey that we've done in the past, but which is particularly important for people to take part in this time. So the Turnout survey asks people what their experience of voting in the election was this time round. And it covers everything from people's experience in the polling station to people's experience with voter ID. And it's really important that as many people as possible answer this survey so that we can gather as much evidence as possible about precisely what the problems and barriers are to voting accessibly in this election, but you know, something which could also apply generally. So yeah, that's going to be open for another couple of weeks, and I really, really encourage people to take part in that survey and help us show this new government exactly what the barriers are, and you know, more importantly, how we can sort of break them down and how they can help us break them down.
And Kate, how do we find the survey?
Yeah, so the link will be in the bio of this interview, but it's also available on the RNIB website and on our social channels.
So the easiest way, of course, as Kate said there, visit rnab.org.uk. That's the website address, and you'll be able to find the turned out survey link there. If you have any issues, however, you can always contact the RNAB helpline. That number is 0303 123 9999. Well, Kate Vallis from RNAB, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Really appreciate the time.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.